Massachusetts. Nearly 1,500 immigrants arrested in May, including a Brazilian deported for honking at an ICE agent. Samaron Alves Ferreira de Souza, a father living in Worcester, Massachusetts, was deported to his native Brazil. His alleged offense: honking at an unmarked vehicle driven by an agent with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, according to an investigation by MassLive and reported by the Lawyer Herald. What started as a minor traffic incident led to his arrest, an expedited deportation, and the temporary separation of his partner's family. Ferreira de Souza, the father of a four-month-old infant, was apprehended by ICE agents on May 7 while on his way to work. According to his attorney, the arrest followed a brief road encounter with plainclothes immigration officers. The situation escalated unexpectedly, also leading to the arrest of several members of his partner's family and raising serious concerns about ICE's respect for due process. Shortly after his arrest, Ferreira de Souza was transferred to a detention facility in Louisiana. After refusing to sign his deportation order, ICE allegedly signed it on his behalf without his consent, his attorney said. He was deported to Fortaleza, Brazil, on May 25 without access to legal representation in the final days of his detention, the Lawyer Herald reported. His partner, Augusta Clara Moura, is planning to join him in Brazil with their baby on June 6, according to MassLive. Her mother remains in ICE custody, and her younger siblings have been placed in the care of social services. ICE has not yet issued an official comment regarding this deportation or the allegations of procedural violations. Ferreira de Souza's attorney described the case as part of a repeated pattern of rights violations by the federal agency. Although Ferreira de Souza chose not to contest his deportation, citing exhaustion with the process, the incident has reignited the debate over ICE's practices, particularly in so-called sanctuary states like Massachusetts. Immigrant rights advocates are calling for increased transparency and oversight.